We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we are jumping off into our final half hour of the show. We'll start with a college football scoreboard alongside Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. Boston College on top of number one Clemson, 21-10. Clemson without their stud quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. They are 8 minutes and 44 seconds into the second quarter in Clemson, with the Boston College Eagles on top by 11 over the number one team in the country. Georgia, number five in the country, leading Kentucky 7-3, almost at halftime there. Memphis trails number seven Cincinnati 14-7, 8 minutes and 29 seconds left to go in the second quarter in that matchup. And number 13, Michigan, is down 14-7 to their in-state rival, the Michigan State Spartans. Kansas State at 16th ranked. Kansas State trails West Virginia 10-3. That matchup also in the second quarter. Coastal Carolina, the 20th ranked Chanticleers, 27-0 over Georgia State. Herb knows the Chanticleers well. They are Roosters.
Might be the best team in the country right there.
Iowa State comes in as a 23rd ranked team. They are on top of Kansas 13-7. Number four, Notre Dame and Georgia Tech later on at 2:30, along with LSU and Auburn as well for Indiana and Rutgers. Indiana, the 17th ranked team in the country. At 3 p.m., it's number six, Oklahoma State, facing the 3-2 Texas Longhorns. Number 25, Boise State in action at 5 p.m. against Air Force on the road. Number 2, Alabama hosts Mississippi State at 6 p.m. By the way, as Herb pointed out, Mississippi State hasn't won a game since they went into LSU in week one and upset the Tigers. They're actually, I think, averaging 13 points a game during that span. Number 3, Ohio State is on the road against number 16. My eyes are getting bad here. Number 18, Penn State later on tonight at 6:30. And number 8, Texas A&M hosting Arkansas at 6:30, along with number 10, Florida, hosting Missouri later on tonight at 6:30. And one more, 22nd ranked, SMU hosting Navy at 6:30 and 7 p.m. 15th ranked North Carolina on the road against Virginia. 24th ranked Oklahoma on the road against Texas Tech. Western Kentucky on the road against 11th ranked BYU. That's a wrap for the college football scoreboard. And again, the big news is Clemson is down 21-10 at home against Boston College without Trevor Lawrence. Herb,
I'm looking at these stats right here, and this just shows you the tale of two tapes, right? Trevor Lawrence is not playing, but DJ Ojulele, I'm sorry, I probably completely mispronounced that, but he's 16-19 for 180 yards and one touchdown. He's playing very well. So, Trevor Lawrence doesn't play defense. Why is Boston College up 21-10? And Boston College is not playing lights out either. Their quarterback is 5-for-8 for 124 for one touchdown. They got 16 yards rushing. they only got five carries for 16 yards, but they have one touchdown. And the receivers are not – you got five receptions for close to 110 yards with one touchdown as well. So it's like LSU lost their starting quarterback, but they got better some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like the defense is playing better. Everybody's rallying around him. So that's the impact that losing a Trevor Lawrence is having on Clemson at this present moment, right? They're in the second quarter with 8 minutes to go. They're down 21-10. That doesn't mean they're going to lose the game. They may come back and win the game 50-21. I don't know. But the whole point, though, is when you one of the things that I've given Coach O a lot of credit on is making sure that the team understands the severity of the situation and what's going on, and making sure the team understands that they can play well no matter who is in there playing or not. And I think that Coach O does a great job of that. And right now we're seeing Clemson struggle with losing their top quarterback.
Look, I think if Clemson does lose this game, they're not falling out of the top four. They're still going to be in playoff contention.
Well, I agree. Yeah, I agree. I mean, for one, they want them to be there, right? Meaning the NCAA wants them to be there, and so they're going to be there. If they lose this game, it's not because they're not one of the top four ranked teams in the country. They just had a bad game, if that makes sense. The same thing that you can say, you know, for a lot of other teams that fall in that category. So, but, you know, hey, I think – I don't know what's going to happen. It's still early in the second quarter. We'll see if Clemson can come back and you know, change up the game plan at the half. The quarterback is playing really good. I mean, he's not playing bad at all. At this point in the game, though, you know, Lawrence probably would have had three or four touchdowns by now, and the score would be 28-21 or 21-21, whatever the situation would be. But the defense has to step up.
That's something to keep an eye on as number one Clemson down at home to unranked Boston College 21-10. Our Mortgage Financial talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Feel free to weigh in. Who you got today, LSU and Auburn? 2:30 kickoff. We'll hand things off to the official pregame show coming up at 12:30. And then the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, will take you the rest of the way. He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. This is the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL. Winding down here, our portion of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback. I'm Christian Garrick. David Potter at Master Control, fielding your phone calls at 504-260-1870 on our Mortgage Financial talk and text lines. And Herb, LSU, Auburn at 2:30 on the plains in Auburn. And 61 years ago today is the famed Billy Cannon run.
Yeah. Yeah, that run was and still is today one of the most magical runs that we've ever seen in college football period, really. I mean, it's just the grainy film, the way that he was tiptoeing down the sideline. You thought he was tackled two or three times. Still ended up some kind of way in the end zone. I mean, Billy was obviously, you know, a Heisman Trophy winner, but he was one of the greatest guys that I ever met while I was at LSU. And I just remember, you know, he and I having some conversations and talking about, you know, the times when he played and then how times were then when I played, and then what he was doing and helping guys in Angola with his dental practice. I mean, it was just a phenomenal guy. He's really awesome, man. I miss Mr. Billy, and that run was awesome. I mean, he has a movie that was made after him, so you know he's a phenomenal player in person, right?
For sure. And deceased in 2018, the iconic number 20 of LSU, never to be worn again, and that was an iconic run he turned in 61 years ago today. And even if you don't, if you're a new LSU fan, maybe you're under the age of, you know, 65, 70, man, go Google it. Go YouTube it. They've got raw copies of it out there. It was unbelievable. And Herb's right, Heisman Trophy winner, Billy Cannon. I did not know that. So he was drafted by the Los Angeles Rams. And then also of the Houston Oilers in the American Football League. He ended up playing with the Oilers instead of the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah. Yeah, look, he could have played. He could have did a Bo Jackson, or he could have played for both. And I think he still would have been great. Play for one on Friday night and one on the Saturday night, and he'd have been fine.
Yeah, the late great Billy Cannon, his run 61 years ago today on Halloween night. Over and under, Herb, as to how many times we'll hear the analogy or the phrase of trick or treat tonight during the broadcast.
What's the number?
I'll set it at 20.
20? I'd say under.
Under?
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to be able to help themselves. I mean, it is Halloween night.
I think they're going to be right at 12, 13, something like that.
Okay. So let me ask you, will it be trick or treat tonight for LSU?
It's going to be treat all day long because they're going to trick the Auburn Tigers into thinking they're going to win. But that's not going to happen, okay? We're going to run this football down their throat. We're going to throw the ball very well with TJ. And then I think our defense is really going to step up, man. I just think that it's going to be a treat for LSU fans tonight. It's going to be a really good, fun game to watch, I say tonight. But at 2:30, it's going to be fun to watch. And I think the guys are prepared. And I think we'll definitely – I think last week has started a trend of turning the season around and saving the season, and I think it continues again today.
And what we learned, the biggest message we learned today from one Herb Tyler and echoed by me, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are absolutely the best Halloween candy out there. So if you're going trick-or-treating and if you're the parent, you got to pull. You make sure that you're checking the Reese's Cups in particular from when your kids come home from trick-or-treating, make sure you check them. It's your obligation as a parent to make sure that those candies are safe to eat, okay? And if you happen to eat four or five of them, just tell your kids, look, I have to increase the testing size. I have to increase the amount of tests I do on the Reese's to make sure they're safe to eat.
Just say you had to discard them in the trash compactor, which is your stomach. But it's okay. And you're right. Check all the candies. Check all of that stuff. But do yourself a favor and try at least one or two of those Reese's Cups because they're delicious. I'm going to buy a big bag when we get off the air. I'm going to buy a big bag and have that for the kids if they come by. And if they don't, I'll have them for myself and my wife.
See, the problem is my kids are going to be on to me because I'm going to have a big glass of 2% milk while I'm testing them. Because peanut butter and chocolate added with milk is the best you'll ever find. I mean, it's the best you'll ever taste.
I agree. I don't disagree with that. I'm with you 1,000%.
Yeah, look, I'm going to probably go buy a bag as well, Herb. But
well, I'll buy an extra bag just for you, just in case if you can't get it. If you don't get it, if you can't find any, and I'll eat it for you. Just
even better. All right, prediction time. LSU, Auburn, what you got?
So, like I said earlier, I think it's going to be 31-30. It's going to be 31-24 or 38-24, something like that, LSU. Wouldn't surprise me if LSU scores a few more points. But I just don't see Auburn getting above 30 points. So, I'm putting them at 24. I don't see it happening unless we just open up the floodgates on defensively in the run game, if you will, for Auburn. But I don't see it happening. I think we're going to stifle them, and I think we're gonna play great on offense efficiently as we did last week. We're gonna mix it up, and then I think our defense is gonna come out to try to prove a point again this week, and they're gonna make another step forward to getting better and better defensively this year.
For me, I'm going 34-30 LSU. I think it's gonna be a close game. I don't think that LSU defense is there yet. I still think you're gonna have some busts, some misfits in the running game in terms of filling gaps, linebackers getting down in the gaps and filling some of those. I think you're still going to see a couple of those. Gus Malzahn is a really good play caller, and in particular, when you have a leaky defense like LSU's, a defense that isn't quite as confident as they normally would be, I think Gus Malzahn takes advantage of that. I do think TJ Finley plays well and engineers enough efficiency offensively for an LSU win, but I could see this game being 34-23 and then LSU giving up a late score, 34-30, LSU, the Tigers winning and improving their record to 4-2. And that would be, Herb, I think, a big step. If they're able to get another win today, grow some more confidence and move on, because you got Florida and Alabama looming after this.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Now, look, we gave up a lot of rushing yards, 169 last week to South Carolina, but we only gave up 24 points. So that's what I'm talking about. I think we'll be able to do the same thing. But you're right, though. We need to move on, and we need to get better and better because the meat of our schedule is coming up. And if we don't do that now, then we're going to be in some murky water, if you will.
All right, that's pretty much a wrap for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I want to thank Herb Tyler, of course, my co-host, along with David Potter at Master Control, our executive producer and program director, Diane Newman. Be safe out there when you're trick-or-treating tonight. And parents, you're obligated to test the candy of your children, the ones they bring home. And if they happen to bring home a bunch of Reese's cups, then test quite a few of them. Yeah, send them to me if you want. I'm fine with that. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Herb, do your thing, man.
Hey, man, we just want to let everybody on the Gulf Coast know that, especially in New Orleans and surrounding areas, that, you know, we just went through a terrible hurricane, but we love you all. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. Hopefully the power will come on as soon as possible. And stay COVID-free and go tight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.